Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
49ers, Purdy, 5 years, $265 million. Those are the numbers that aren't real. They don't really mean a lot. $53 million AAV slots him in. You said 7-8, right around Jared Goff, among NFL quarterbacks. I think San Francisco did well in that regard. Like, if you get past this idea that you're paying Purdy an unbelievable amount of money, and the 1 year he really had to prove it without a ton of help last year, it didn't go all that well. Numbers came way down, 31 touchdowns to 20. Interception percentage was up last season. If McCaffrey's not available and Debo's not himself and Trent Williams isn't on the field consistently, we've all kind of wondered, what does that look like for Brock Purdy? Well, San Fran got their answer last year. He was okay, but he was not at the upper echelon,
right,
you know, MVP caliber, all-pro type level that he'd played at before that as a franchise quarterback. But it still didn't scare them off. I mean, I know they're going to always be able to have enough talent. They got Brandon Ayuk at wide receiver. I'm really excited to see what becomes of, you know, drafting a first-round pick out of Florida, and Ricky Pearsall last year is going to be a route runner in Kyle's offense. But they feel good enough that even without some of that weaponry, they're building the whole thing around Purdy as the sun in the solar system.
So I've always thought this, is he a system quarterback or is he good? Convo was always a little bit foolish. And here's why. There are other guys that played in that system. See, Jimmy Garoppolo, see C.J. Beathard, see Nick Mullins. If you think those are all pedestrian quarterbacks, you're right, by the way. They didn't thrive the way Purdy has. So whether Purdy's good on his own and he would go somewhere else and be great or wouldn't, to me, is irrelevant. They found someone that can do the thing that they want done with that system. He fits. That's the end. You find a key that works. You don't go, well, maybe this other key or this other lock. Like, that's the whole point of this, is to find someone that can run your bleep. And he can run it. He runs it really well. He runs it better than the other guys that they've trotted out there over the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years under Kyle Shanahan. That's simple to me. So, like, I never care that much. It's like, okay, well, if you switched him with someone on the Dolphins, would he run there? That's irrelevant as far as I'm concerned. The answer is, he a system quarterback? Yes, and that's not an insult to me. The answer is, he pretty good? Yes. It's also not an insult to me.
I was going
to
say, you asked two questions, and they're both yeses. He's 100% a beneficiary of working for and with Kyle Shanahan.
Absolutely.
With all those weapons. And he's also probably pretty good. But there's still is he a $53 million quarterback? I'd say no, he's not.
On his own, you're right, no.
But in that situation, in that system, with that coach, with these players, yeah, you can make that work. Because he could throw for 4,400 and 30 touchdowns. And if you do that annually, year in and year out, you're going to be worth what they're paying you. But he's a franchise top half the league QB. He's also got a little playmaking to him that I think he doesn't get enough credit for.
It's sneaky.
Off schedule, the scrambling around. He had a back-breaking, ridiculously impressive touchdown in Landover a couple years ago where he ran like a six-year-old playing Madden with the controller all the way to the right, all the way to the left. Do you remember it? He was like doing S-shapes in the
where they couldn't tackle him, yeah.
And then he like stopped and planted and threw to the end zone. It might have been Debo, I don't remember. But he threw this ridiculous touchdown. He's got a little bit of that. He's not one of these like Derek Carrian, immobile pocket passers. He can make throws from the pocket, but he's got some athleticism. So I would say he's between 10 and 16 in the NFL at any given moment. And that gets you to $50 million when you've had some of the team success at quarterback that San Francisco has with him at the controls.
Yeah, so I think San Francisco here, actually, to your point, did pretty damn well in terms of, again, the overall value of the deal and in terms of the AAV. It's going to get superseded in a couple of years when Stroud and then, you know, Daniels and Caleb Williams and all the kind of the next crop has their hand out just in a couple of seasons as the cap keeps going up. And the fact is, again, to me, the most valuable thing is, yeah, I'd love a guy that I get to say is top three or four at the position, no matter what, and any system he's in, any coach, any coordinator, it's going to work great. I'd love to have that situation. They make two or three of those guys at any given time, right? It's Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow, probably. And then, you know, Lamar Jackson's got to play a certain way. He's great, too. The point is, they don't make that many of that guy. You find someone who can do your thing, and you know your thing is going to be there in Kyle Shanahan, you don't let it go. And the fact they didn't have to pay the number one, number two, number three most valuable deal for it makes a lot of sense to me.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.